The owner of a Bloomington nursing home where 11 people died after contracting COVID-19 has accepted $20 million in loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. As Ryan Dunham reports, that's about 200 times the average amount for a program designed to help much smaller businesses survive the pandemic.
Peoria-based Peterson Healthcare is one of the largest nursing home operators in the country. Its facilities include Bloomington Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center and other nursing homes in El Paso, Farmer City, and all around the state. Peterson and affiliated companies were approved for as much as $57 million through 53 separate PPP loans in April and May. That's according to data released by the Small Business Administration, or SBA. Ultimately, Peterson accepted only $20 million in loans. That's the maximum allowed under the SBA's limit for so-called corporate groups. Peterson says it's really comprised of a bunch of small businesses, all those individual nursing homes in small towns across Illinois. That's why it was approved for 53 separate loans to various companies and LLCs. It says it needs the money because the coronavirus has put added financial stress on downstate and rural nursing homes, including staffing and supply costs. It also blamed the state's low Medicaid reimbursement rates for creating a crisis even before COVID-19 hit. Peterson argues that it qualified for the loan program under what's called the SBA's Alternative Size Standard. It's basically a maximum net worth and income level that a business has to fit underneath. If all this PPP loan eligibility stuff sounds confusing, that's because it is. Here's Constantine Yanellis, Assistant Professor of Finance at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
The rules were very difficult to follow and opaque initially when the program was being rolled out. And this was both at the borrower side and the lender side in terms of participation.
Peterson is not the only nursing home operator to get PPP loans, but on the long list of Central Illinois companies that did, it is certainly an outlier. The average loan amount for businesses in Bloomington Normal and the Peoria area was $86,000. The national average was $100,000. Peterson got $20 million. Brian Lee is the executive director for Families for Better Care. It's a watchdog group for nursing homes. He says he's not surprised Peterson received so much.
They know how to again, maximize their profitability. They're experts at that.
Lee disputes the nursing home industry's claim that it's under constant financial duress. He says nursing homes are really cash cows and that the industry intentionally downplays its own financial health and was in great shape going into the pandemic. Lee acknowledged that, yeah, Illinois' Medicaid payment rate is lousy.
Have, I think, more than been adequately filled by these additional injections of funds.
Meanwhile, Congress and the White House are now discussing what to include in a fifth wave of pandemic relief aid. Congressman Darren LaHood is a Republican who represents parts of Bloomington Normal and Peoria. He touts the PPP as probably the most impactful thing that Congress did to help businesses in his district. LaHood recently said he wants to see a modified form of PPP for distressed businesses in this next round of relief.
The biggest thing will be making sure that we are not letting in companies or businesses that don't need the money.
When asked about the Peterson loans, a LaHood spokesperson pointed out that the SBA will be auditing and reviewing all loans over $2 million. That would include Peterson. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find a longer version of this story, plus a full list of Peterson Healthcare loans and amounts at WGLT.org.